This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. So now we have a global pandemic on our hands, and the WHO just warned today that countries outside of China should prepare for local outbreaks. And that's because the WHO knows that this is not contained and it's spreading not only in other regions in China beyond the Wuhan region, but also it's spreading in other countries all around Asia, especially Thailand and Korea and other places where it's very unlikely to be contained. Just wait until this gets into Mexico. That's when the American people will really start to panic, because once it's in Mexico, or frankly any country in Central or South America, it's going to come into the United States because of the open border. It's going to be a whole new debate about border security. Just wait, you'll see. In any case, I warned about this exact scenario 8 years ago. I warned about it in 2012 when I published an article and a large chart, a meme called Stop Out of Control Science. It was SOS, big chart. You may recall seeing it. And in that chart, I talked about the different levels of out of control science. And the highest level, which I think I designated a level 5 hazard to humanity, was self-replicating weapons. Self-replicating viral strains or GMO crops, anything that's self-replicating can become weaponized against humanity. Well, now we know that this coronavirus was a weaponized biological strain. We know that China was using its laboratories for dual-use applications. Mostly, they were run by the military to develop these biological weapons. And we know that this particular strain of coronavirus was engineered with sequences of DNA from HIV to enable it to be more infectious. Why do you think it's spreading so quickly in stealth mode? Why is it able to bypass airport screening efforts? Why is it infectious during the incubation period? These are all traits that have been engineered into the virus to create the perfect weapon against humanity. And then it got out. Because China has had 4 accidental releases of the SARS virus in years past from these very same labs, the BSL-4 labs, that stands for Biosafety Level 4. China is unable to contain these biological weapons, because they are difficult to contain. You have to follow protocol exactly. You have to have good quality control. And they don't have good quality control, as anyone knows if you've ever bought anything made in China that was a piece of crap. You know that China is not known for quality control. And so it got out. And now it has broken containment in China. It's outside of the Wuhan region already. It's spreading in other cities around China. It's spreading in Hong Kong. It's spreading in Thailand. Nations in Asia. And we're starting to see cases in Canada and France and Germany and the Middle East. It's only a matter of time until more cases appear in places like Mexico, where it will be entirely uncontained, most likely. We have more cases in the United States, although the U.S. is doing probably a pretty good job at containment so far. And the president has blocked foreign nationals from flights that originate in China. They're being turned away now at the airports, so that's an important step. The U.S. right now, I say, has a 50-50 chance at containing this first wave from China. But being able to stop and contain the subsequent waves from other countries, that's a whole different picture. And if it gets into Mexico, then forget it. It's over. The U.S. can't contain the outbreak if it's spreading all across Mexico, you know, because of the open border. So the point is, though, some people would say that in their view, this is Mother Nature's revenge against humankind for playing God with genes. When you start engineering biological weapons and you start inserting the most powerful payloads and infectious spreading mechanisms that you can find, you know, you start splicing together basically HIV and influenza strains or coronavirus strains and bits and pieces that you pick up from different animals, and you're testing these in primates to make them the most dangerous pathogens possible, you shouldn't be surprised when that eventually turns against you, because you're building a weapon system. You're building a weapon system that is impossible to control and that can self-replicate. And if that weapon system gets loose, as it has, it's going to wreak havoc with your own country. So China is now paying the price economically, or actually they haven't even begun to pay the full price. There's more coming. They're going to pay a catastrophic price for creating this weapon and not containing it. But even on a philosophical scale, even on what the environmentalists call the Gaia consciousness of the planet, it's almost a kind of you reap what you sow scenario where Mother Nature will overcome this infestation of the planet as is viewed from the left. These are not my thoughts or my words, but leftists believe that humans are an infestation of the planet, overpopulation, all that. And they say that Gaia is fighting back by dropping this bioweapon back on to human beings to wipe out some humans, you see. And they would say there's a kind of equilibrium that's being achieved here with a mass die-off because there are too many humans. That's their view. That's sort of the Bill Gates view of the world, if you will. My view is that humanity is a suicide cult and has built the perfect storm conditions for a pandemic to spread. Filthy cities, vaccines that don't work, lack of quality control in the vaccine industry, plus feces and needles all over the streets of places like San Francisco, high density population centers, you know, immune suppression because people don't have good nutrition, and they're living on junk foods. People are exposed to 5G radiation, pharmaceuticals, pollution in the air, heavy metals in the food, pesticides and herbicides everywhere. So people are highly, highly vulnerable to exactly this kind of assault. And that's my point of view. Humanity is a suicide cult, and human beings have set up the perfect conditions to be wiped out or heavily harmed, you know, decimated by this virus. And actually, the word decimated is very accurate here. Decimated means 1 in 10 is killed. Hence the Latin prefix deci, right? Decimated, 1 in 10 are killed. That could be exactly what happens here. 1 in 10 die from this infection wherever it spreads around the world. And it looks like it's going to spread to a lot of areas, especially the warmer climates, countries like Mexico and Central American nations, continents like Africa, places like India and the Middle East, and of course, Southern China and so on. So be prepared. Be prepared. This is looking bad. Get ready. Stay informed. The mainstream media is covering this up. They are lying to you, and the government scientists are lying as well. So stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/ Prep with Mike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.